ICQ radio check. Got a new antenna on this. I got a, it's a handheld, a Japanese handheld, but I put a half wave on it. It works a lot better.
Where are you at right now? But you're doing pretty good in the repeater. Name here is Gabriel, KV4NC, and I'm located in downtown Greenville.
There, over here by BMW.
Oh, it's working. You're doing into a repeater pretty good. Looks like we got good signal in the repeater tonight, so it's doing pretty good.
A lot better luck with these handhelds instead of using a quarter wave, to use a half wave, because you don't have the quarter wave ground plane.
Right now I'm using a 1970s midline monobander, running about 3 watts, and the antenna is a diamond, GP9, I guess. Is it GP9 or something like that? It's around 25 feet off the ground, so it's doing pretty good. Yeah, 3 watts. Well, it's supposed to have a 1 watt, but I readjusted yesterday. So it's 3 watts low and between 25 and 28-ish on high. So running right now is, 4 watts, actually. Yeah, it's 4 watts.
Sounds like a great performer. I kind of shied away. I had so much trouble with the 5 watts. This is supposed to be a 10 watt handheld.
So clear. So that's no, that's no shame on it. Whatever it gets you. But no, this thing is old. This is ancient. I don't know if this NOAA's R 2 meter rig or something like that, but this thing is very, very old.
I can't remember what it was. Maybe it was somewhere between $30 and $50, I think.
All things are good. I used to have a, what was it? Old thing. Man, that thing, oh boy. I gave it hell for like 4 years. It dropped out of the tower a couple times when I was doing some repairs. My kids grab it, throw it everywhere, fall off in pieces, put it back together. Never quit working until, I don't know, one of my kids throw it and, you know, I guess it takes too much and that's it. But, man, for 4 days, and that's what I paid, I guess, $35 or something like that.
The TRD radio. And I think it's like a 86 model.
Chinese things are pretty good, man. Most people don't like them. Maybe they like, you know, big brands or something, but for something cheap and, you know, for the everyday use, and if it broke, you're not going to cry about it, I guess that's the best choice.
FT5 Yaesu. It only puts out 5 watts. I had so much trouble, it just didn't seem to have the reach. The sensitivity was excellent. But it just, at 5 watts, it just didn't seem to have the reach.
And I always feel that, but I know I need better antenna, it's just that. But yeah, the sensitivity is good. Receiver is pretty good. But yeah, lacks a little bit of punch in my taste, but I guess it needs a better antenna. But this one is, I put this one just for testing equipment and resurrected on another ones like this one. But no, this one I didn't have to do too much. The needle still stuck, but just, you know, adjust a little bit here and there, and it works pretty good. I like the audio. Sounds like the old Motorola's, but this thing is Uniden. This is a complete Uniden radio internally, so no wonder why it sounds very good.
Everything else I got, the base stations, they're all Yaesu. So, but I got a couple of these Chinese handhelds.
Trust me. Oh, man, I love my Bowman. And I got another ones, but that Bowman really, really, really take a beating for like 4 years. Best money invested, I tell you that.
I'm saying, because I think that FT5, I think it cost me, I think, $500, I think.
You'll get surprised, but no, those Chinese stuff, they run pretty good. I mean, you get your money worth, that's it. They're nothing fancy. Now they got pretty good models, believe it or not. They got really good-looking models, but well, they're what they are. They use that.
My SUV, I think it's going to be a Yaesu, though. Some of their prices have come down. And I think you can get a pretty good one for $300 to $400.
We're really crazy. Really, really crazy. Yeah, I got some Yaesus. I love the Lincos. Now I got this Midland, but I guess I'm gonna keep this one here at the working bench just for the fun of it. I like old equipment. I mean, I got nothing against the new ones. It's just I prefer big old equipment. When I got time, I wish I got more, but when I got time, I prefer resurrecting this kind of stuff.
I usually been doing my FT991 on 9 o'clock meeting. It puts out an excellent signal. Of course, 25 watts if I dial it up. Usually I just sit here 20 watts.
Okay, before and see. Yeah, they work good. I mean, pretty much any 2 meter monobat, they work pretty good. Everything has got their, you know, pros and cons. I don't know who gave me. I guess it was Les over there in Anderson. He gave me very old 2 meter radios. Oh man, they sound really good. They don't have bells and whistles, but you know, just do the regular stuff, and they're pretty good at it. But even Radio Shack, I got a couple old Radio Shacks too. They do really, really, really good.
Look at that. I want to thank you for the radio check, though. I want to get this out of the way. But I got that FT991A, but I don't see anybody else. They do FM. Hardly anybody does single sideband or anything else on the anything fancy on the 2 meters.
Actually, we do. when I was in the other house. I got 2 meter and 440 and 1.2 sideband antennas. And once in a while, you hear the guys on sideband 2 meters is in Georgia. 440 is on Virginia, and when time is good. You can hear them pretty good.
Right, because I'd like to try some other mode besides FM.
21A is a good radio. I love it. I tested when they came new over there in HRO in Atlanta. Man, that thing really works good. The receiver is excellent. You know, for the price range, love it. The one I have in the mobile for a while, the A91-2, oh man, that thing, it works really, really good too for mobile. And I love the 706, the 7000, you know. I do mostly mobile these days than I used to do, but 991 is an excellent radio.
X on that FTX-1. Man, is it, it's got great specs, but man, is it pricey. If you want to get to 100 watts, that's like $2,000. If you want to get just the POTM version, the field version and not the automa, it's like 1500. It's like, man.
That's what you pay for, really. It's a good radio. I use the Elecraft, the KX3, and it works really good. But yeah, they ain't cheap too. But that's a really good price. Now Jesu and Icom. I didn't try the new Icom, the small one. I need to go to HRO one of these days and give it a whirl. But I fall in love with the new lineup, Jesus. They got excellent receivers, really. They work really good.
A couple new versions out, some free voice or something runs. I guess I have to run a computer with it, too, to get. And then there's this WireX. Have you ever done any of that?
I didn't dig too much into it because I have to move everything out of the old house. But yeah, it's something I really need to try.
And I gotta go in for now, but man, it's great talking to you. This is Greg, KO4WTQ 73.
Good talking to you. Let me put the bolts in this thing because I was working in this thing a little bit. But nice talking to you. Hope to catch you around the lock. 73 is KB4NC.
73.